So we start from last year building a decentralized service of drones that could fly autonomously and capture data, and then move this data into data insights that we can sell. So we did a proof of concept in Papua New Guinea, where we had this drone that autonomously flew over the plantation of coconuts and then analyzed how many coconuts per tree. Then we used this data to sell to hedge funds. So then we had the problem of scanning the drone due to regulation and all this stuff. And then lately, over the past 6 months, we've been working on something. Instead of having problems with data collection, now we use the 4 biggest satellites worldwide. So now we don't have a problem of data collection. So I'm going to show you. This is a, so we're building a protocol, but the concept is you got a huge value of data from space, geospatial analytics. And this is increasingly, this is growing very fast, but no one is trying to actually to capture this data. So you can actually make better decision triggers and capture data analytics to sell to hedge fund or to predict the production of cacao worldwide or to do parametric insurance, for example. Cool. So what we do, we build like Numerai or like Kaggle. I'm not sure you guys know about Kaggle and Numerai. We build a competition of data scientists that are incentivized to build a specific model for a specific use case. So we pay data scientists 25,000 DAI to build a model, and we give them 10% stake in this model. So then those models can be used by different companies to fetch data. For example, we're building a model that can predict the number of cacao plantation in Brazil. So the data scientists build this model, and then you get 25,000 DAI and also 10% ownership of this model. So every time hedge funds wants to collect data from the specific model, the data scientists receive 10% stake. So we got a company in Paris, for example, they're doing this. They build a model that can calculate the position of the ship, the containers in the ocean, and they sell the analytics to that hedge fund. They're making between $3 and $5 million US a month. So I'll let you know how much would be for if we decentralize this entire market cap. So what we do, we tokenize this model, we turn them into a non-fungible token, and then we give opportunity for anyone here to invest in this model. And then the clients pay directly. So the intrinsic value is the money that is paid by the client, and then you can own a stake of this model. We can also turn this model into oracles. So what we're doing, for example, for one of the biggest insurance companies in the world, we connect this. For example, a farmer can link his land, can sign his crops and policy through the AXA insurance company. And whatever happened to this land, we trigger the oracle and we verify there is nothing. For example, we calculate the damages that happened to this crop between 0 and 5. And we give a number, so then we can do automation claim. The farmer can actually receive automatically. So this is what we building, for example, as model dashboard. The design is a bit taken from 0x. But you can see all the different models. For example, coffee yield. We're building something in the Mexico beach. Sorry, we're building something in the Mexico beach. For example, you have rooftop anomalies. So we have this model that can use, it's a machine learning model that can fetch data from the satellite, and we calculate on GPS-based location where are all those anomalies per rooftop. Then you can, for example, you can connect to foam or stuff like that. We're building an interesting project, which is carbon offset for forest density. We can monitor from space what is the density of the forest, and then we can tokenize this. We can basically use a carbon offset. This project is called Reforestrum. And by doing so, what you can do, you can buy a piece of this forest, and it will show through a certificate how much you've been participating in carbon offset. So then you can actually reclaim a tax incentive at the end of the year. So you can see on this dashboard that we got NTN token, which is called the nitrogen token. But then we got something else, which is called nitrogen X. And this nitrogen X is actually captured by using a bounding curve. And this bounding curve lets you, I'm going to show you. Is that loading? I see the slide on internet, so it's a bit slow. Do you have access? Okay, let's go to the next one. Okay, cool. So you got all these different models, and then we can use the model as an Oracle API. So we can actually link this Oracle, this model, to prediction market like Gnosis or Augur. And we can also like link into different smart contracts. We can do like decentralized insurance company like Etherisk. We can also build a DAO. And a DAO will be something that will be specialized for renewable energy or climate change. And this climate change DAO will have all the different models about the climate change. So for example, we're building a model. We send someone in Antarctica that we can capture the how fast is the ice in melting. So we can actually capture this data. And we can also have exchange market with private people that can actually trade in this model. So you can actually apply any kind of financial instrument on the top of this model. So derivatives, future, cap, swap, cat swap. So this is like, for example, in this example, we got a DAO that is specialized in agriculture. So we got a coffee yield model, carbon credits, cacao biomass, crops analysis. So we can capture, we got those four different biggest satellites. They give us access to 5 or 6 different bands, which is RGB colors. We got infrared, we got biomass spectral camera. So we can extract, you got the different layers into the protocol, you can actually capture data and turn them into useful information for those models. I'm sorry for slowing. The token staking is interesting. So what we do, the Nitrogen token, you stake it in against a model, and it gives you a return based on the burning curve. It gives you like this Nitrogen X. Those Nitrogen X cannot be traded. They can only be used in this model. So you can actually capture, and you can invest in those models as an investor, and then capture revenue income. For example, the model can we can have this landing page of all the different models that have been generating money over the past 3 months, and what is the expectation or the prediction of this model to generate money in the next 3 months. For example, we know there's a catastrophe going to happen in Caribbean island, and we have this specific model that can capture what is the stage, what is the degree of damages in Caribbean island. So we know this model will be used and generate a lot of money, so you can actually stake it into this model. So that's what I was explaining. You invest, you stake your token, then based on if you early stage in the model, so the model was just created, you get the most of Nitrogen X, and you can actually use it to spend in the model. But at some point, the model will get up in value, so then you can always sell your Nitrogen X. It would be more advantageous to sell them to actually consume the data. One Nitrogen X give you one access to a computational power for running those data into the model. So per model, you can see how much you've been staking against them, and how much if you get the stake back, how much it will give you in Nitrogen X. You can actually build Oracle's mechanism. Also, this is the 5 different application that we're building. We're building a crops parametric insurance mechanism, so you can actually link this to Etherisk. So this is kind of like building a proof of observation from space. So this is a protocol layer to give you data insight from space. We're building carbon offset, rooftop anomalies for insurance industry, commodity trading, and tracking for climate change. So those models are being built internally, and we are planning to give access for anyone to invest in those models to the first two, like in the coming weeks. But the plan is to let anyone build models through a competition, like the same as Numerai is doing. Numerai is doing this for the financial stock market. We're doing this kind of same mechanism for visual data coming from space. This is just like, for example, catastrophe insurance. So you can have this model that give you insight or give you like a binary input. So those models, they can be, the plan is long term, you can also like train or like run the computational of those models into Golem or like into other platform. So we're building also this model for rooftop anomalies. So this is the kind of information you can get from space, and this can also be plugged into different models. Thank you. I had like some other slide, but it's not loading, so.